progesterone regulates sperm production, sex drive, aggression, muscle growth, hair growth, and even competitiveness. All these characteristics are clear indicators to the significance of testosterone in the life of the male species. The components that make up testosterone as a hormone are produced by the adrenal glands, which is very significant to both sexes, but more so in males than females. The question is, what do you envision when you hear about this particular hormone? Do you see it as a mere hormone that makes a man more masculine? Or is it just a sex drive booster? This audiobook will reveal a lot of information about the role of testosterone in the body, the effects of low levels of the hormone, how testosterone works, how its levels are reduced, and natural ways to boost the hormone. This audiobook also teaches you ways of overcoming fear and regaining your sex drive. If you feel that your sex drive is not as it should be, or you are getting fat for no reason, this is the audiobook that will help you. Introduction. Whenever testosterone is mentioned, most people conjure up thoughts of anger, aggression, and violence. However, this hormone has more to do with bodily functions, changes, and its vital role. Nevertheless, there is a distinct impression given concerning the way testosterone affects a person's, both male and female, behavior in different situations. This hormone exists in males in quantities 8 times greater than in females, and it is what makes men display their unique masculine traits. Think of facial hair, development and growth of male reproductive organs, large sexual drive, the growth of bones and muscle, and even prevention of osteoporosis. In other words, testosterone helps you stay healthy, and therefore we must ensure that the levels of this hormone do not drop. At the bottom part of the brain are two glands known as the pituitary and cerebrum glands. These glands are responsible for the regulation of testes growth, and testosterone is then secreted into the veins and arteries to play its vital role. There are constant fluctuations in the levels of what is also known as the T hormone, with morning levels being higher than evening ones. There are times when testosterone tends to drop or stay within the lower levels. It is only in rare instances that we see the levels being excessively high. Whenever there is a lack of balance in the levels, a person can lose their health. You should always make a point to get your testosterone levels checked if you find yourself suffering any of the symptoms of low hormone levels. Now that you have a basic understanding of what this hormone does and just how important it is time to dive deeper into things. Both men and women are affected by this hormone, and you should not allow old age to convince you that it is normal for testosterone levels to reduce. Visit your physician regularly for checkups, get tested, and seek professional advice. Chapter 1. The Big T Hormone. We have so far clarified the significance of this hormone in the human body. Testosterone starts appearing when puberty hits, when facial hair starts appearing and muscles start popping out. It is a hormone present from conception. Without delving into the intricate details, let us examine how testosterone works in your body and what ways it is transported around. Firstly, testosterone is produced in the male testes. Secondly, it is also a product of the androgen glands, though this is responsible for only a small amount of the hormone. However, both organ and glands are necessary for the production of testosterone, whose effects on the body are called androgen effects. During infancy, it is not easy to witness androgen effects. With time, the levels of testosterone increase, thus boosting the masculine characteristics within the brain. The effects of the hormone are not noticeable because the majority of the body parts aren't affected yet. Then there is the prepubertal phase of testosterone where the external effects of the hormone are clearly evident to the person affected. Most people aren't fond of the side effects of this phase, which symbolizes the end of childhood. This is because it is normally characterized by acne, bad skin, and oily skin. Afterwards, there is the pubescent phase of life, which is a phase that everyone knows and most love. This means growth of facial hair above the upper lip, which most young men welcome. For women, this is not something that is viewed in the same light as men. Men also get sideburns, which were a great fashion statement back in the 1980s. Other effects